This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please stand. Okay, there we go. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child, whom he put among them, and said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." This is the word of God. Please be seated.
When I was about 4 or 5, my dad had a really good friend. His name was Bob. All three of us would go golfing all the time. Each year, the United Methodist Church had a meeting where all pastors of Missouri and lay representatives get together. It's called the Missouri Annual Conference. One year at annual conference, in front of all the preachers and lay folk, Bob tackled me to the floor and started wrestling with me. Not only was he in front of all these people, but he was a district superintendent. He was one of the head honchos. But he wasn't worried about what people thought, nor was he worried about the fact that he was a DS. He wanted to have some fun with me, and that's all that mattered. That sounds kind of like our scripture, doesn't it? Jesus was teaching in a house that was probably full of loud and obnoxious activities of everyday life. Children were probably irritating the disciples because of their screaming and running around while Jesus was trying to teach them. At that time, children were thought of rampant, small bits of chaos. They were considered immature, guilty, bitter, and suspicious. Most regarded children as terrible nuisances who were to be disciplined and tolerated until they became useful, reasonable adults. They had no standing, and they possessed no power to give them position. And they definitely had no place in a circle with a great teacher like Jesus. But Jesus does something that only Jesus can do. I could see him grabbing a child running by and pulling him into the circle. Right about now, the disciples are so angry they want to reach toward the child and swat it away like a bug. And Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change to become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." I have a movie clip for you to see. As with any movie, parents, please watch this movie before you let your kids see it. It's called Patch Adams with Robin Williams. Patch Adams is a student at a medical school trying to become a doctor. He isn't supposed to be in the hospital until he's a third year, but he is so drawn to people that he can't help it but be inside the hospital.